playing the coat hangers track Perfume, and I'm going crazy about it in the production room yesterday. Turns out I've got an interview with one of the coat hangers today. I'm very excited to welcome Julia. She's from Atlanta, Georgia, and she's on the phone with me right now. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
How are you? Yeah, yeah. No, good, good. Where are you right now?
I'm in Long Beach, California.
Oh, you're not far away. Just up the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got a gig at the El Rey next Wednesday. That's cool.
Yeah, super excited. It's the first time we ever played there.
Yeah.
We're playing with our buddies, L.A. Witch, who we just did a little mini tour with, and Death Valley Girls. So very excited.
Brilliant. Very nice. And you're on your fifth album. I've got to do some research. I had no idea that there were five albums. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. We the first one we recorded actually in California. We usually record back home. Well, what was home, Atlanta.
Yeah.
We're based out of Atlanta. Uh-huh. I just made my journey out here. But yeah, it's a great record. We're stoked.
I'm excited. I'm just reading about it now that you're the first band in about, I don't know, in decades anyway, to record at Valentine in North Hollywood.
Yeah, that was really exciting. Nick found the studio right in the process of us like deciding where we're going to record, and we went in there and basically cleaned it up, and we're the first ones to record there.
That's awesome. Did you use tape and all of that? Was it like really old
school?
Yeah,
absolutely. They even had all the original microphones. I mean, in their boxes, like all tape. There's nothing digital about it. I mean, we couldn't even find the light switches at first because it was all custom built for Jimmy Valentine. So
wow,
like it was all inside the walls. It was definitely like a mystery, as how everything worked. But it was cool. He had like two echo chambers built in there. Everything was like really old school.
Yeah. No, I've been in a studio like that before. They've got those plate reverbs in the wall. Like it's just a big plate that wobbles.
Yep. I've never seen that. I've only seen, like, the digitized kind.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't even know that was how it was, like, really worked. It's so cool.
Yeah, everything's really changed, hasn't it? You remember, I mean, it's not that long ago that every time everybody went to record anything, that was the kind of studio they had to use.
Yeah, well, we usually do, like, mix down to tape, but this is the first time we recorded on to tape, and,
awesome.
Like fully did the whole thing like that. Makes you play better, I think.
Really? Do you think that's true? Is there a different atmosphere in the studio when you know it's tape and you've kind of got to get the take right there and then?
Yeah, you can't screw it up. You got to get that take right, and then that means all the chemistry between everyone playing needs to be on.
Yeah.
So, and you're capturing a moment. You don't have as much, like leeway as far as like making it perfect. It's about the moment.
Right. Yeah, well, most of all, the records that we love, if you think about the old records that we love, if you listen to the performances, they're imperfect, but you don't care, and the sound is imperfect, but you don't care,
that is why we love them, because we feel like we're in on something.
Right.
We're listening to something. It's not like perfect. The Rolling Stones, perfect example.
Yeah.
Half their mixes don't even make sense. The tambourine will be higher than everything else. You're like, I love it, I don't know.
Right, and way off to the right as well, So the guy that's singing and playing tambourine, but his voice is off to the left and his tambourine's off to the right. And it's, no, you're right, it's that's true. It's human-crafted recording, and that's what we're into here at KX93.5, human-crafted radio. Talking to Julia Kugel from the band... The Coat Hangers, out of Atlanta, Georgia, came to LA, if you've just tuned in, came to LA to record at a real old-school studio, home of the Beach Boys and the ghost of Bing Crosby's in that room.
Yes, sir. There was a picture of him, right? Where we were recording, where the drum setup was Bing Crosby standing there with a big band,
Fantastic. This is your fifth album. I'm always interested in this. How do you stay like interested? I know that sounds weird, but I'm sure after five albums and you've been touring forever, it's only human to go, what am I doing? Oh, I don't know. How do you stay sort of excited about music and about being in the band?
Well, it's kind of a dream job, and the fact that I've been able to do this and sort of relatively be successful where we're not like starving is amazing. Plus, I feel like I'm compelled to make it. You know, whether even when I was working retail, I was making music on the side. So it really ruled not to have to do that, you know, and still make music. It's, of course, you know, you were the same people for 10 years, like every day, 24 hours a day at times. So it's like sometimes you're like, what am I doing? But not in a way like, I mean, this is pretty amazing. So we consider ourselves lucky.
Yeah,
doesn't mean we don't get human once in a while and get pissed off.
No, I'm sure that's the case. But do you, is there sort of a way for you to, like, have you found a way to sort of manage those feelings? Like, do you meditate or something?
Yeah, actually, I do. You know, I try to center ourselves. I think whenever you get overstimulated, you tend to get a lot of anxiety. But when you're doing this, you tend to get overstimulated. You know, people are always asking you stuff, or you have to do this and do that. And like, so I do meditate, you know, whenever I can, or just take moments just to be on your own somewhere, wander off somewhere and just remember, like, center yourself. I think everyone needs to do that because of technology and everything. It's a very important thing for people to do, to keep sane. And part of it is listening to music, you know, so I listen to music to zone out. Going to shows is an amazing way to, like, kind of let off so that you are only focused on one thing, and that's life that's happening in front of you and not something in a computer or in a phone.
Right, it's kind of a zen-like thing, isn't it? And of course, did you say that you've been in retail? You've worked in retail?
Oh, yeah. I'm a retail pro. A manager. manager at heart, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Wow. So you've got that to compare it to. So, you know, I think it's always good for a musician to have spent a little time painting walls or working in retail or as a dental technician or something so that you can go, hey, you know what? My hands are clean today. Things are all right. It's really not that bad.
Exactly. I'm not someone's, you know, second call girl. Right. So I'm okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I make my own rules, yeah.
Right, if you want to go and have a cup of tea or go to the bathroom, you don't have to ask anybody. That's nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
It's a privilege.
It's the little things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, so really excited. This single that you recorded at... did you do the whole album at Valentine?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought it was just one song. Wow.
No, sir. Yeah, the whole thing.
And it's out now. Nosebleed Weekend is out now, so good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so... Really, thanks very much for talking to me. It's really been cool, and we love the music here. And please, if you're in town anytime, please come in and see us in the flesh.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for playing us. We're really excited. And, of course, yeah, we'll come by if we're here. Why not?
We'd love to have you. We're halfway between San Diego and LA, so it's an easy little dip in for lunch and come see the guys at KX93.5.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. You guys are playing Wednesday, 17th
Wednesday
of August.
Wednesday at the El Rey.
At the El Rey. And I think we've got a pair of tickets to give away for that. So I'm going to encourage people to text in after you've heard this interview to win. Very cool.
All right.